Clyde Pilkington here in the studio of Bible Students Radio, broadcasting today about the good news of the happy God. Did you know that you're greatly loved? You're probably familiar with the line from the children's hymn, "Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so." This phrase conveys a wonderful truth that Paul, God's apostle of grace, declares in his letter to the Ephesians. He says in chapter 5, verse 2, "Christ also has loved us." Not only does the Lord Jesus Christ love you and I, but He's clearly proved and demonstrated that love to you and me 2,000 years ago when He gave Himself an offering and a sacrifice for us. That's why Paul wrote, "Christ also has loved us and has given Himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice." And how else could it be that we should find this great love for us in the Son of God? For God the Father loves us too. After all, He is, the Lord Jesus Christ is, the image of the invisible God, the brightness of His glory, and the express image of His person. The reason that Jesus Christ loves you and gave His life for you and I is because the Father loves us, and God sent Him to demonstrate that love for us. That's why Paul wrote in Romans chapter 5, verse 8, "God demonstrates His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Knowing that God loves sinners, well, you know, it bears to ask the question, who are these sinners and how many are sinners? Of course, the answer is a simple one, isn't it? Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." All are sinners, and God loves sinners. Therefore, all are loved of God. No one is outside of His love. God loves the world. Probably one of the most famous verses in the Bible tells us that, doesn't it? John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son." You will never meet a person that God does not love, and He loves you immensely. This means that every night when you lay your head on your pillow, you can go to sleep in the love of God. And every morning when you wake up, you can wake up in the love of God. And there's never a day that God does not love you passionately. Little wonder, Paul asked the question, "Who or what shall separate us from Christ's love?" in Romans chapter 8. And after listing some things, his answer is nothing. Isn't that so reassuring to know that nothing can separate you from God's love? Always remember that God is your Father and He loves you beyond measure, and that His dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, loves you too, and that He gave Himself for you. Galatians 2:20, "Who loved us and gave Himself for us." You are greatly loved, always, no matter what. Bask in that love today. Now a little music for your edification and enjoyment. Here's a great song sung by a wonderful singer, Aaron Neville, singing "Jesus Loves Me."
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to Him belong, they are weak, but He is strong. Singing, "Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus Jesus, love me. Yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me. He who died, heaven's gates to open wide. He will wash away my sins. Let his lips shall call me. Keep on singing, yo. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me.